Like, how you mad at me for being mad at you for something you did to me? That just don't make sense to me, bruh.
And don't try to make sense out of it. Your brain will fucking explode. Women don't make sense. And if you try to make sense of a fool, you'll become a fool and lose your mind in the process. See, that whole thing where women act mad even though they're the one that did something wrong, they only pull that on guys they know they can pull it on. Women know they can't pull that on me because I'm just going to walk away and not pay attention to them no more or leave. I'm not going to feed into it. Once you feed into it, you fell right for their trap. And once they get you confused and questioning what's going on and trying to make logical sense of it, she got you.
Ooh. I had to take my fucking heels off.
All right. Are you toxic?
I'm toxic as fuck.
Why?
Because I like to fight.
Why do you like to fight?
Oh my God. I like to fight about anything.
Why? Why are you so toxic? You gotta be.
It's fun.
Are you toxic?
Yeah, for sure.
Why are you toxic?
Only be toxic.
Only be toxic.
Men suck.
Oh shit. That hurt.
She said only be toxic. I mean, it's cute when they're young and they're out, they're drinking at bars, they're getting all this attention. But when they get 30, 40, 50, is it still going to be cute to stay toxic? This female is probably addicted to drugs. She's probably on depression medication. She's probably an alcoholic. A bitch being pretty don't make her cool to me. And that's the problem in society. A bitch being cute make her cool to the world. No. Because I know what's going on behind the curtain.
Lessons I've learned after my divorce, part 3. Guys, there's no easy way to put it. You're going to find out how many of your friends, close friends, even some family members, have been waiting their turn to go out with your ex-wife. People you've known your entire life, childhood friends, lifelong friends, people that you've worked with, you will be shocked. They will come out of the woodwork. And you may even see couples that you've known for years, they file for divorce, and that husband, that guy, will then start dating your ex-wife.
I mean, yeah, that's how it go. Me, I don't have friends. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't have friends because this might happen. No, I'm not saying that. But if your friendships are based on doing marriage stuff, like if you married and you hang out with other married friends and y'all like do marriage activities, if the marriage go to shit, those people probably not going to take your side. Might even be some people in your family that don't take your side. Society is always going to take the bitch side. And oh yeah, if you got an attractive wife, all your so-called friends and co-workers you cool with and all that, oh, they'll try to slide in their DM. Well, not try to, they will slide in their DMs. And she's vulnerable, so she'll do it. She'll fuck with somebody you know or one of your friends. Women don't give a shit. As long as they gave her a shoulder to lean on, which led to a dick to ride on.
I think you're beautiful.
Aww,
your hair's
thank
perfect.
You. You're so right sweet. Back, Justin?
Oh my God.
How you been?
Wow, it's been like 3 days.
Okay, first off, I wouldn't date a chick who dresses a certain way. I mean, some people might say her outfit isn't nothing too crazy, but I mean, to me it is. There's no really need for your belly to be out. Nobody really needs to see your belly button. It's short at the bottom and short at the top. You're doing too much. And you could just tell she gives off a Instagram thought vibe. Just looking at her, she seemed like the type to be taking sexy pics on Instagram. So just when I seen them walking down the street together, I just thought in my head, this is not girlfriend material to be walking down the street with whole hands. And then if she ran into some dude she knows or knew and run and hug him and he spin her, okay, he hit. So already it's uncomfortable. There's no way your woman should be this excited to see another man that she's not related to. Period.
I'm a late 30s single mom to one. I'm an RN, have varied hobbies and interests, intelligent, interesting, and have lived a pretty cool life.
Okay, so let me translate that. She's a post-war thot who got pumped and dumped by her baby daddy. She's a RN, so she probably work a lot. She says she has various hobbies and interests, which mean drinking wine and watching Netflix. She says she's intelligent and interesting, meaning she's not intelligent or interesting because intelligent, interesting people don't have to say they're intelligent and interesting. And she says she have lived a pretty cool life, aka I rode the hell out of that cock carousel.
I'm a good person, kind and nice. My ex-husband cheated on me and left me 8 years ago. I have had zero success in finding anyone since then.
Real quick, another huge red flag. If somebody has to say I'm a good person, well, you know. Okay, she says her ex-husband cheated on her and left her 8 years ago. If the guy leaves, I don't know. That's usually a really bad sign because most guys don't just leave relationships. They might keep cheating. But if he the one that, like, stepped, I don't know. He was either a really bad guy or she got some shit going on with her that made him want to just get the fuck out of there.
Everyone I date is damaged, ghosts me, or is a straight-up asshole. Even the people that my friends hook me up with don't work out. I go on dating apps and get zero messages, like zero. I don't want to be shallow, but since it will come up, I would say I'm of average looks and am a little chunky, but not morbidly obese. Although I feel like this shouldn't matter anyway. It just seems that nobody notices me or takes an interest in me.
Oh yeah, it matters. Just like it matter if a guy ugly and live with his mom or work at McDonald's. Everything matters when it comes to dating. And men are visual, so you being chunky is a huge deal. You should know that, lady. Come on. You being overweight is heavily going to affect your dating prospects. You know that. Let's not act silly.
Really starting to affect my self-esteem, as I would love to be in a relationship. It is even more heartbreaking to see everyone around me happy in long-term relationships. It just seems like literally no man notices me. I've asked my friends and family to be straight up honest with me about why this might happening and have been assured there is absolutely nothing wrong with me.
Just to be clear, all women have simps in their inbox. So even her, she have some guys that she see as low value or lower value for whatever reason that's trying to hit her up. But she don't want them. Because if a woman see certain men as lower value, those men don't exist, they're invisible. So don't feel sorry for her. Because she can get a guy. She just don't want to lower her chunky standards.
Can't understand why I'm having so much trouble meeting someone. I am surrounded by a large and lovely group of friends. I also have a great family who loves me. I feel like if I was so awful, this wouldn't be the case. Aside from my ex-husband, all my previous long-term relationships have been with wonderful men. I am at a loss here.
Well, something not adding up. Anytime somebody gotta keep reassuring themselves and telling the crowd, like, look, I'm a good person, you know, right? I think I am, right? I mean, I wouldn't have such great people around me if I wasn't, you know, right? Makes sense. That's a red flag. And then all those previous guys that you were with, they were such great guys. Well, why aren't you with them? We're not getting the full story here. Get one of those lower value guys that you think are invisible because you're lower value and you can live happily ever after. If not, buy a cat and, well, you know the rest.